Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
It's time for the first caller of the day. And that is Lisa. What's up, Lisa?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, Lisa.
It's all about you. We're just going to sit back and let you tell an amazing story about fill in the blank. And you're going to set the tone for the entire show. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, my husband and son was in the bathroom. My husband was cutting his hair. I was cleaning my son's room and found fox spray in there. So I decided to take the fox spray and spray it in the bathroom while he's cutting his hair.
Wait, your husband was cutting his own hair, or your husband was cutting your son's hair?
Yes, my husband was cutting our son's hair.
Okay, so the husband's cutting the son's hair and the
fart spray.
Fart spray.
Oh, I thought it.
Yeah.
So she has two victims in the bathroom who can't leave, and she decides to basically throw a grenade in the bathroom. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. And I sprayed it. I walked away. I was laughing, but they didn't hear me. So I went back and checked to see how they were doing, and my husband had a funky face on him. I'm like, "You okay?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I think he pooped himself. He needs to take a shower."
Oh, my son, no.
And my son says, "No, that's your breath."
Oh, my God.
How old is your son?
He's 15 right now.
Oh, okay.
And your husband thought that he pooped himself?
Right.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, that's your breath.
It was about a couple years ago, so he was about 14 when it happened.
Oh, 14, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's different. 14-year-olds poop themselves all the time. Damn. Very nice. Okay. Good story. Decent.
And I was dying laughing, and they both looked at me. They're like, "What's so funny?" I said, "Nothing." And then all of a sudden, I told them what it was. And they're like, "Really?" I said, "Yep."
That's good. That's more of a "you had to be there"
my
story. I'll give you a. Stop adding to it. I'm giving you a B minus.
Right now.
Listen, you passed. You got a B minus.
Aww.
Could have been an A. But, you know.
Say hi to your son. Hi, son. What's his name?
He's with me right now.
What's his name?
Hi.
Why'd you have to ask to put him on the
phone?
Okay, never mind. Now they're just throwing the phone at each other. It's so confusing.
So we could say hi to
him. Oh, Jason.
Oh, hi,
Jason.
It's
David.
Oh, David.
It's D-A-Y-V-A-N.
Okay. Oh, David.
David, okay.
Oh, that's actually a nice thing. I like that name.
Ah, John.
Thank you. Not a common name. I wanted it different. So I got his name out of two different names, and I just collided it.
I love it.
Lisa, let me ask you a question about the show now, okay?
Let's end this.
Between Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, which one of us is most likely to use fart spray during an important meeting or something of that nature?
Romero.
Very, very correct. Very correct.
That
actually
was a no-brainer.
In high school, I convinced my cousin there was like a... Was it a pep rally? It was something in the auditorium where like everybody was there. I'm sorry, not the auditorium, the gymnasium. Everybody was just packed. I forget what was going on. And my cousin had a stink bomb. And he's like, "Do you dare me to throw this?" I didn't. Now, you know what? Thinking back on it, I didn't instigate him at all. He just wanted like one person to like validate it.
And of course, you were the one.
Oh, you better believe it. He threw it. It caused Pebbles. When I say it caused fights, like literally, people started fighting with each other because have you ever been in a room where a stink bomb goes off? It is disgusting. Like, it makes you angry. It smells so, like, the cold. You know how sometimes it's so cold, you walk outside, you get mad? That's how the stink bomb was. And a couple of dudes started fighting with each other because they were accusing the other one of, I don't know if it was farting or whatever. I just saw people start to throw punches. And they cleared out the whole thing. The whole, I think it was a, might have been a pep rally or something. I don't know what it was. I just know it ended in a brawl. Boy, they dispersed the students because my cousin threw a stink bomb.
Brawl for it all.
Yes.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.